From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. We now know the names of two people killed 2 weeks ago. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office identifying two bodies discovered in a burning vehicle near the Ennersburg Junction on August 14th as that of 31-year-old Tiffany Marie Ellebrecht and 32-year-old Jeremy Kummel, both of Humboldt County. Autopsies of the bodies revealed that both victims' causes of death were gunshot wounds. Anyone with information about the case or related criminal activity should contact the Sheriff's Office. Well, the Mill Creek 1 fire is now 79% contained in the yet uncontained northeastern section. Crews are working hard to secure the perimeter, improve containment lines, and mop up there. In the south and southwestern areas, crews and engines are working to ensure that any remaining hot spots are put out. Along the western perimeter, consisting of Highway 96, resources will patrol and extinguish any rolling debris falling onto the highway. Speaking of Highway 96, it's opening to traffic at 3 p.m. Drivers are being advised to be cautious. A reminder that investigators have determined this fire was an arson, and a $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the responsible parties. The Arcata Fire District Board of Directors passing a resolution commending the Arcata Fire District personnel and their families for their support and response to the mutual aid for the California wildfires. Thus far in 2018, potentially the most devastating wildfire season on record, over a three-week period of time, Arcata Fire District sent 9 career firefighters, 4 volunteers, a battalion chief, and 3 pieces of equipment to the Mendocino Complex wildfires and station coverage for Mendocino CAL FIRE. At the regular board meeting, the district board wanted to express their pride and gratitude to personnel, saying that several firefighters were gone for weeks, which can put a strain on family life. On Monday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office dealt with a potentially explosive situation. They got a report of a suspicious object discovered by a person doing landscaping work in a field on the 1800 block of Murray Road in McKinleyville. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team was dispatched to investigate. Upon inspection, EOD deputies found that the object was a homemade explosive. The deputies then rendered the object safe, removing it from the property. The case remains under investigation. HSU Professor of Social Work Jennifer McGuire conducting groundbreaking research into student food and housing insecurity. Since McGuire joined HSU in 2013, she's addressed student food and housing security, shedding light on the issue on campus and throughout the system. With News, I'm Peter Killeen.